Forecast for today, partly cloudy, chance for some light showers. We'll have a high in the mid-60s. School officials at Kenosha's Holy Rosary and Jefferson Elementary contacted after 8 this morning reference a gas main break in the 4200 block of 22nd Avenue. A backhoe reportedly hit that main and led to a 911 call to the fire department. The process was reportedly underway for possible evacuation of some of the students, Holy Rosary specifically, into the church when word came that the leak had been stopped. Then it was a matter of checking around for any related problems so as to allow school to continue and the repairs to be made. The contract between the City of Racine and Venue Works to manage both Memorial Hall and the festival site is up at the end of the year. There's an 18-month window, though, that incorporates the possibility of an event center. The Civic Center Commission is recommending that the Common Council extend the agreement. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk explaining the event center, if it happens, will need an operator, and it's felt that the bidding process for that should include the Civic Center properties as well.
Because the management entity has to really become part of the partnership that is the architect, the construction manager at risk, as well as the manager, because so much of the design and the plans are part of how it gets programmed. So that manager becomes very important. So what we've looked at is somewhere in the next 12 to 20 months, we probably are going to be in that position, we think, to be needing that new venue operator to be selected.
Factoring into the equation, Venue Works agreeing to do work on the event center naming rights situation and a contract with the Anchor Tenant, a U.S. Hockey League team, at little or no extra charge and a $25,000 payment should they not get the job longer term. The recommended 18-month management extension will go to the Common Council for a final decision. Racine County finalizing the sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to Altitude Health Services, the county board approving terms of the sale in May. It's $10 million to the county. There's $75,000 in capital improvements within 18 months, and Altitude agrees to operate the facility for at least the next 5 years. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting the new administrator at Ridgewood has more than 30 years of experience.
So they really hired a great administrator to start out. And the company has met with all the residents and their families.
Says he's confident Altitude will continue to make patient care a top priority. Says the county staff will be discussing the use of proceeds from the sale with the county board as part of the 2018 budgeting process. Some old docks and pilings along Racine's Root River by the Machinery Row site targeted for removal because of their danger and liability to boaters and to the city, which is the legal owner of the related property. Mayor Dennis Weiser at the council meeting responding to the only concern raised on the issue, use of intergovernmental funding without finance committee backing and or the redevelopment authority having a say.
I don't think it would be appropriate for RDA to act on that because as far as I know, and Director O'Connell, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the promenade, and I believe the promenade is city property, not RDA property, so the RDA would not have a say on that. With respect to this going to the Finance and Personnel Committee, I would simply state that there are many things in public works that do not go through Finance and Personnel.
The council vote unanimous for almost $192,000 to be used from the IG fund toward the work, and that the city purchasing agent negotiate with Vitan Company for that work. Resolution language includes the fact that not all pilings can be removed with the extraction method. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Mary Kay Wagner gives 38-year-old Kenosha resident Brian Thielen 6 years in prison, then 4 years of extended supervision. He pled guilty to robbing the Johnson Bank on 18th Street last November while a handwritten note was mentioning a bomb, which turned out to be fake. Thielen sat in the bank lobby in a chair for 2 hours before surrendering to police. Court records show he's a one-time Navy veteran who suffers from mental and physical health problems. In Kenosha, fire destroyed a home earlier this week at 4611 18th Avenue and all the belongings of the 6 occupants. A GoFundMe page has now been set up to help with immediate expenses and those that may not be covered by insurance. The page at Schofield House Fire Fund getting closer to a goal of $5,000. Lloyd Moyer of Racine at the age of 92 passed away on Monday of this week at his residence surrounded by his family. He was the one-time president of the Village of Wind Point from 1977 to 87. A massive Christian burial going to be celebrated at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church on Green Street in Racine tomorrow morning at 11:30. Friends and relatives can meet there at the church beginning at 9 o'clock. The Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home is serving the family. And Joan Pfister of Racine at the age of 81 passed away on August 30th at Ascension All Saints Medical Center. Friends and relatives could meet up with the family Saturday at the Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home starting at 9:30. A requiem mass will follow at 10:30. Racine's Redevelopment Authority set to meet at City Hall tonight at 6 o'clock. Among the items on the agenda, a proposed development agreement by Regency Mall Ownership, which includes tax incremental financing assistance through what will become District 20 as of January 1st. Hull Property Group is documenting a two-phased plan for about $7.5 million in capital investment to the mall, including renovations. It labels the mall a valuable community asset. There's an immediate changing of the guard with the panel, a new chairman of the group to be selected to replace Greg Helding. He's the former alderman whose job requirements with a Milwaukee law firm have made it difficult to make the meetings. Filling the vacancy on the panel will be Jim DeMatthew. A permanent homeless shelter in the city of Kenosha to replace the INS program, which rotated among several churches, finally becoming reality later today. The formal opening of the new Shalom Center homeless facility in renovated business space, which used to be the ATC building on 39th Avenue. Lynn Beese Carroll is the Shalom Center's executive director. She told a committee hearing many, many months ago, a permanent site can really help to ease the fears of those who are seeking help. Fears of just surviving another day.
There's no way to think about, I'm on SSDI, but I don't know what to do with my, I can't save my money, you know, I can't even get to my money, I don't even know what to do. People function better when they are in a routine environment, when they are safe, and when they know that things are going to be okay.
The new Shalom Center homeless facility is about 22,000 square feet with 9 bedrooms for families, a large commons area for up to 20 portable beds, and housing capability for up to 80 in a 24/7 site. To this point, the Shalom Center has been running an emergency family shelter over at Soup Kitchen. That, too, has moved to the new location, though the food pantry and warehouse remain on South Sheridan Road. As for the INS program, that comes to an end with the new homeless site. A company from Illinois is going to be operating the streetcar system in Milwaukee. Transdev Services Incorporated got the contract, based in part on operating similar systems in Cincinnati, Detroit, and New Orleans. Well, whether this has anything to do with Foxconn grabbing attention of late is unknown, but Amazon, which has large fulfillment centers on the interstate in Kenosha County, now said to be looking to open up a second big headquarters somewhere in North America. The Seattle-based online retail giant focusing in on cities that have more than a million people. CEO Jeff Bezos put out a statement that tells communities, think creatively if you'd like to play host. The second headquarters will not be replacing Seattle, by the way. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is going to be holding his next listening session next Wednesday, September 13th at the Waterford Town Hall from 4 to 6 p.m. Members of the executive staff and members of various county departments will be on hand. They'll be explaining county services available in the west end of the county. Other elected officials, plus some county board supervisors, may also be there. As for the October listening session, it's going to be held in the Village of Sturtevant. He was the drummer for the Trendells, the musical group in the Racine area for many, many years. Ted Riccio being remembered after his recent passing at the age of 82. His funeral service is Monday night. And his obituary mentions a chronic case of ants in the pants, meaning he couldn't sit still. Thomas Schmidt being remembered after his passing on Monday at the age of 80. His memorial service is coming up this evening. Family members telling anybody who knew Tom, proudly wear your Packer or Badger apparel because he'd like that. One of the key components to the state legislature approving budget provisions affecting Racine Unified is the employee handbook. The district has to prove it is compliant with provisions of Act 10. Next Monday night at 6 o'clock, a special board meeting has been called to deal with the revised handbook. Joint Finance last week approving a one-year delay in creating an Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program, allowing Racine Unified time to get a better report card than last year, which all triggered this in Madison. The grades will be coming out in late October or early November. The Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network has announced its Wind Point Watershed Restoration Plan has won approval from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency with its 9 key element standards.
In a statement, Root Pike Wind President Mike Luba says, quote, the plan is a great step for the watershed as it allows for more funding of projects that will have a positive effect on water quality and reduce the impact of flooding events. According to a news release, 26 projects are already in preliminary discussion with stakeholders. 8 projects are in the planning stage, 1 is in construction, and 2 have already been completed. The Wind Point watershed is located on the east side of Racine County, from the northeast side of the city of Racine, around the village of Wind Point, and north to the city of South Milwaukee. The plan's project recommendations include reestablishment of wetlands, improvements to detention basins, ravine restorations, and agricultural and homeowner best practices. The plan also includes recommendations for the monitoring of habitat, water quality, and social monitoring. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Early Wednesday morning, Kenosha police responded to the Sprint wireless store on Pershing Boulevard for an alarm. They found that one of the store's front windows had been smashed with a large rock. Nobody at the scene nor located in the area. Whoever did it took over $12,000 worth of iPhones and iPad devices. Video from the store secured by investigators. They've been reviewing it for clues as to who may have committed the latest in what's been a recent series of cell phone store smash-and-grab break-ins in the Kenosha area. An old ordinance on the books in Kenosha, which prohibits the touching of patrons in establishments with cabaret licenses, was amended by the city council last night. Alderman John Fox sponsoring the change, noting that an event had to be shut down recently due to a salsa dance instructor coming in contact with the patrons while they were dancing. Alderman Anthony Kennedy, a little concerned the new language was not quite strong enough to stop nude dancing or other salacious behavior.
I'm going to support this now, and if someone tries to sneak something into our city under this ordinance, then we can, I guess, take a look at it in a later date.
Meanwhile, Alderman Rocco LaMacchia asked City Attorney Ed Antaramian if there were other ordinances that might prohibit nude dancing.
Under our cabaret ordinance, I think we have a minimum costume requirement.
Correct. So I don't think we have to worry about somebody pulling a fast one and having nude dancing. Is my point I'm trying to make.
I think salacious was one of the words that he was concerned about.
Okay,
as well.
Thank you.
That change was approved unanimously. The ordinance, by the way, goes back to the days of strip clubs in Kenosha. North Shore Bank outlets in southeast Wisconsin are going to count your loose change, which you can then donate if you desire, to help with Hurricane Harvey relief efforts in Texas. Today through Saturday, bank officials are keeping tabs on just how much gets counted and then will match it up to $1,000 total. It'll all be sent to the Houston Relief Fund, established by former Badger and Houston Texan star J.J. Watt. That fund now totaling more than $27 million. And boats of all shapes and sizes and ages and construction are going to be on display along Racine's lakefront the next few days, with a series of presentations sure to grab attention. For the first time in Racine County's Reef Point Marina history, the Antique and Classic Boat Society's International Boat Show.
They'll be showing them off from 9 to 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday at Reef Point Marina. We're expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 150 boats. And these are those beautiful old wooden and fiberglass boats. Some of them are dating back to the 1920s. So this is going to be a lot of fun to see.
Paul Holly with Rio Racine saying boats for the Downtown Public Art Display Project, those will be auctioned off at Paul P. Harris Plaza, the festival site.
Which was, of course, Don't Miss the Boat. These were those beautifully decorated sailboat and powerboat sculptures. Those will be going up for auction, and that gets started at 10:30 on Saturday morning at the new Paul Harris Rotary Park on 5 Fifth Street.
And if you want extremely unique watercraft, you can check out the 5th Annual Harbor Light Yacht Club's cardboard boat races. Those begin at 3 p.m., a fundraiser to help veterans outreach. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.